KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports here on KJAN Sports this morning. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. It's being brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Starting off this morning, taking a look at what's going on with the Boys State Basketball Tournament at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And a day of action yesterday with some consolation finals and then also some semifinal action in 4A and then a couple of championship games last night in classes 1A and 2A. Starting off the day in the 1A consolation, Danville defeated North Tama 80-56. In the 2A consolation matchup, Kemper Catholic dominated MFL Marmac by a score of 80-52. So Kemper Catholic finishes third in class 2A. Also, the 4A semifinals yesterday, it was Bettendorf over Cedar Falls 39-36, and Iowa City West defeated Dubuque Senior 52-36. Then the evening rolled around and some championship games were played. The Class 1A championship saw Riley Francis score 20 points and Boyden Hull shook off its early shooting woes to beat Storm Lake St. Mary's 49-45 and win its second straight Class 1A boys basketball championship. Boyden Hull built a 7-point lead early in the fourth quarter and held off a St. Mary's charge led by sharpshooting guard Luke Linhart, who scored 26 points. And St. Mary's, the 2011 state champion, drew to 46-45 on Kennedy Dre's basket inside with 1:21 left. But Dre missed a layup while closely guarded. Miguel Alvarado rebounded for Boyden Hull, and Francis made three free throws to wrap up the Comets' third state title overall in their second straight, as Boyden Hull knocks off St. Mary's. Your 1A all-tournament team finished with Brant Van Rokel of Boyden Hull, Kennedy Dre of St. Mary's of Storm Lake, Stephen Sukup of Danville, Riley Francis of Boyden Hull, and Luke Linhart of St. Mary's Storm Lake. He was voted captain of that 1A all-tournament squad. In the Class 2A championship last night, Nate Ustra scored 12 points, and three teammates each finished with 10 to lift Sheldon to the Class 2A Boys State Basketball Championship with a 48-36 victory over top-ranked West Fork. Ninth-ranked Sheldon never trailed against its previously unbeaten opponent and claimed the title in its first appearance in the state finals. The O-Rabs in the tournament for the first time since 1977 did it with near-perfect scoring balance and by neutralizing West Fork's 6'8" Peyton Plagey. Dallas Enema, James Goredit, and also Chris Bolster each scored 10 points for Sheldon. Spencer Halloran of led West Fork, the 2011 state champion, with 12 points and 13 rebounds. Your 2A all-tournament team included Chris Bolster of Sheldon, Cody Mason of MFL Marmac, Sam Brinks of Kemper Catholic, Peyton Plagey of West Fork, and Dallas Enema of Sheldon. That sets up action here now for today, the final day of the Boys State Basketball Tournament in Des Moines. And the 3A consolation will get the day started at 12:05 as MOC Floyd Valley will take on Assumption of Davenport. Also at the 1:45 mark this afternoon, a Class 4A consolation will see Cedar Falls take on Dubuque Senior. The 3A championship tonight at 6:05 as the Harlan Cyclones will take on Waverly Shell Rock. And also coming up at the 4A championship this evening at 8:05 as Bettendorf will take on Iowa City West. Moving on to college basketball notes for you. Jordan Hooper scored 24 points to lead number 21 Nebraska to a 76-61 victory over the Iowa women in the Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament quarterfinals yesterday, a game you heard here on KJN. Lindsay Moore had 13 points and 6 assists, and Emily Cady had 8 rebounds and 6 assists for the Huskers, the second seed in the tournament. In the Big Ten semifinals, Nebraska will face third-seeded Purdue, which defeated Wisconsin 74-62 in the second quarterfinal game. Hooper also grabbed 7 rebounds to help Nebraska take a 44-30 advantage on the boards. Huskers shot 46% from the field, while the Hawkeyes shot 38%. Thierra Taylor scored 22 points to lead Iowa as they end their run there at the Big Ten tournament and await to see if they're selected into the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament. Looks like a good chance of that happening. The men's basketball, the Missouri Valley Conference basketball tournament got underway here yesterday in quarterfinal round action yesterday. It was Doug McDermott scoring 23 points to become Creighton's all-time leading scorer, and the top-seeded Blue Jays defeated Drake 65-53 on Friday in the quarterfinals of the Mo Valley Conference tournament. In Saturday's semifinals, Creighton will play number 5-seed Indiana State, which defeated Evansville 51-50 on Friday. Richard Carter scored 14 points. Seth Van Dees had 13 for the 9th-seeded Bulldogs in that loss. And Tyler Brown had 28 points and 9 rebounds as Illinois State knocked off Northern Iowa 73-65 in the quarterfinals of the Missouri Valley Conference tournament last night. The 6th-seeded Redbirds twice built big leads and held on to beat 3rd-seeded Northern Iowa for the first time in the 3 meetings this season. Jackie Carmichael added 15 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 blocks for Illinois State, which will meet number 2-seed Wichita State in today's semifinals. Northern Iowa got 16 points from Mark Sonnen, 15 from Anthony James, and 14 from Jake Cook in the loss as they most likely end their season. Have a chance maybe to make the NIT or another one of the lower-tier postseason tournaments. Also in other sporting news for you, the United States lost to Mexico 5-2 in the first game of the World Baseball Classic. L.A. Dodgers first baseman Adrian Gonzalez has hit a two-run homer off knuckleballer R.A. Dickey for Mexico, which lost its first game 6-5 to Italy on Thursday. Dickey took the loss for the Americans. Luis Cruz had 2 RBIs to give a boisterous pro-Mexico crowd of 44,256 plenty to cheer about at Chase Field. Giovanni Gallardo, the Milwaukee Brewers hurler, got the victory. And Sergio Romo, the star closer for the World Series champion San Francisco Giants, got the save as well for Mexico. The Americans play Italy tonight in what almost is a must-win game for the U.S. if it wants to advance out of the first round. The Italians are coming off a 14-4 rout of Canada. Alan Craig and the St. Louis Cardinals have agreed to a $31 million 5-year contract that could be worth $43 million over 6 seasons. The 28-year-old would have been eligible for salary arbitration next winter and for free agency after the 2016 World Series. Craig has 150 RBIs in 238 big league games and was 6th in the NL last season with a .307 average. He had 22 home runs and 92 RBIs despite not playing his first game until May 1st following off-season surgery on his right knee. In the NHL, the Chicago Blackhawks' amazing streak of games without a regulation loss is over. The Colorado Avalanche beat the Blackhawks 5-1 to hand Chicago its first loss in the regulation here this season. And actually, the score there should have been 6-2, the 6-2 final in that one. The Blackhawks had recorded at least 1 point in 30 games dating back to last season. Playing their 3rd game in 4 nights, the Blackhawks finally were beaten in regulation after going 21-0-3. They went through the first half of the lockout-shortened schedule, earning a point in every game. Their string of 30 games without a regulation loss dating back to last season also was snapped. Matt Duchene had a goal and 3 assists for Colorado, which lost at Chicago on Wednesday night. In other NHL action, Jacob Silverberg broke a tie with 4:41 left in the Ottawa Senators' sept a 4-game losing streak, beating New York 3-2. Also, it was the Nashville Predators blanking the Edmonton Oilers 6-0. Dustin Byfuglien scored with 40 seconds left in the overtime, and the Winnipeg Jets beat the Florida Panthers 3-2. Daniel Winnick ended an 18-game goal drought on the first shot of the game, and Victor Foss posted his 2nd career shutout for the Anaheim Ducks with 29 saves and a 4-0 victory over the Calgary Flames. Also in news here this morning, just released here earlier today, the Kansas City Chiefs and free agent cornerback Dunte Robinson have come to terms on a 3-year agreement, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. The former Atlanta Falcon played all 16 games last season, picking up 67 tackles, 1.5 sacks, and 1 interception. Robinson joins the Chiefs secondary that ranked last in interceptions last season, while allowing 356.5 yards per game through the air on defense. The Chiefs finished the 2012 season with a 2-14 record, but it's been a busy offseason. The Chiefs hired Andy Reid to be their head coach and acquired quarterback Alex Smith from San Francisco. The 8-year pro Robinson was drafted by the Houston Texans in 2004 before joining the Falcons in 2010. He was one of three players cut by the Atlanta Falcons last week to free up salary cap space. And also later today, we'll have college basketball for you as the Iowa Hawkeyes wrap up the regular season, taking on Nebraska. That'll be a 12 o'clock pregame start time, 1 o'clock tip-off for that one today over at Carver Hawkeye Arena. And the Iowa State Cyclones also wrapping up their regular season on the road today. They'll be taking on West Virginia, the 12:45 ball game today. That's a check of the latest sports this morning here on KJAN Sports, brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.